For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Columbia and Boone County health officials will be lifting the existing public health order on May 12th if current COVID-19 trends continue. Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports on what this means for county residents.
Businesses will no longer have to require masks, and all remaining restrictions on occupancy and gatherings will expire, barring a drastic spike in cases. While health officials have relaxed or tightened regulations, some form of public health order has been in place for more than a year. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese says the increasing rate of vaccinations and the consistently low numbers of new infections allow for this decision.
All of the metrics our local leaders look at tell us now is a safe time to lift restrictions while continuing to monitor the trends we have been watching for these last 12 months.
Boone County currently leads the state with 44% of residents initiating vaccination. Treese says if case numbers increase, the health department could reinstate the order after its expiration. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
St. Louis and St. Louis County are relaxing COVID-related restrictions as well. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports St. Louis City and County are lifting limits on the number of people allowed in restaurants. Local officials announced the changes yesterday. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones and St. Louis County Executive Sam Page cited the drop in cases in the area and the increase in vaccinations. The decision ends St. Louis's midnight business curfew. It also ends a half-capacity limit on county restaurants. Governor Mike Parson had a rockier session with the GOP-controlled legislature than his previous years as governor. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, at least one Republican senator believes the governor can turn things around before the 2021 session ends.
Parson has faced legislative resistance this year on a number of fronts, including his bid to include funding for Medicaid expansion in the state budget. Senator Paul Whelan has also objected to one of his nominees to the University of Missouri System Board of Curators, while his other colleagues have waylaid COVID-19 liability protection measures. Still, Whelan does not think that Parson's relationship with the legislature is fractured beyond repair.
Every legislator probably has a different relationship with the governor. Where I know earlier in the year, the speaker and the governor had issues, there was a bill signing, and it was a love fest.
The legislature is set to adjourn later this month. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Judges could issue lifelong restraining orders that also cover pets under a bill passed by the Missouri legislature. Senators yesterday voted 31-0 to send the bill to Governor Mike Parson. Currently, orders of protection are limited to at most 1 year. After that, victims have to go back to court to get an extension. Under the bill, judges have the option to grant restraining orders for longer lengths of time, depending on the potential threat. The orders could be automatically renewed. The measure would also allow restraining orders to cover people's pets. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.